Country Bob FM.
Santa's coming on a train. Chipmunks suggested that. That Chipmunk Alan Jackson song we played earlier.
Sure.
I'd been longing for that for a long time. Chipmunks getting together with Alan Jackson. He had turned down like the Wiggles and the Teletubbies and some of those other ones, the Care Bears. Alan Jackson was holding out for the Chipmunks to come calling. And at some point
finally,
in time,
he was
in the
rewarded.
Past, he did.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it was Taking Wednesday. I just want to clarify that. You know, Giving Tuesday, give to the needy. I don't mean take from the needy.
Okay, well, that's
you just
good.
Take, right. You take where there's something free. Like if they're giving out free pens at the bank.
Take a pen.
It's free, taking Taking Wednesday.
And
free
cheese.
Crackers or like those little mints that they have out in front or toothpick at the restaurant.
Help yourself.
It's Taking Wednesday. Wednesday, December 4th. We have a quiz coming up for what, Neil?
Two tickets to La Music Room this Friday night. It's a country Christmas with the band Hitchville.
Excellent. 27 days left to go this year, 1812. Our patent of the day, the power mower, was patented by Peter Galliard of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Now, the combustion engine at this point, I don't think, had been invented. I don't even think the steam engine had been patented. So I think maybe they're talking about maybe they're using animal power. Or something,
sure.
You know, something there's power being applied to the sickles or the blades to allow them. It might just be the motion of the wheels, like the old rotary kind of lawnmower, but it's the power mower patented this date. It's history. Look it up. 1812. We are certainly not going to argue with fact because everything on the almanac is fact.
We had one of those mowers where
the rotary.
We supplied the power.
Exactly. You supply the power.
Right.
It's the you supply the power more.
Right.
1816, our guy James Monroe, you know, he had the Monroe Doctrine. You know, there was the Truman. I was trying to think of other doctrines, and I thought of it after the fact. Truman Doctrine, that's a pretty good doctrine.
Yeah.
But James Monroe elected to become the fifth president of the U.S. on this date, 1816. If he doesn't get elected, we don't have the Monroe Doctrine.
Hmm.
We would have had the Rufus Doctrine.
And then where would we be?
We almost had a president named Rufus. Did you know that? Because the man that James Monroe defeated on this date in 1816 was Rufus King from the Federalist Party.
Wow.
Wanted us to be more Federalist. So Rufus King.
I'm not sure. You know, I've seen we had Rufus Bess, who was a defensive back. That's the only Rufus I really know.
Well, there was a group called Rufus.
Was there?
Back in the 70s.
Okay.
Didn't they do... you better look it up. I think Chaka Khan played with them.
Rufus.
Chaka Khan. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. So that was 1816. 1843, Manila paper made its debut. Patented. Another patent. They made Manila paper from old sails, from boats, canvas, and rope. So the next time you use a Manila envelope, it's from sails, canvas, and rope. Think about that.
Uh-huh.
1867, the National Grange of Husbandry. We just called it the Grange. Was founded on this date. And from what I know, and the only thing I know about the Grange, all I know about the Grange comes from Little House on the Prairie. Because Charles once or twice went to the Grange and their big convention. It's like a union of farmers and things. That's what the Grange is. And what's historic about it is today is that it was actually formed by Oliver Hudson Kelly. Ever heard of Kelly?
Yes.
The Kelly Farm?
Yes.
Just down the road here?
Yes.
There's a monument?
Yes.
There's a monument that honors the patrons of husbandry, the Grange, 1867. You might want to check it out.
If I said this, tell me something good.
Oh, that's Rufus.
That's Rufus right there.
So, 1918, Woodrow Wilson became the first president to travel outside the U.S. while in office. He was set sailing for France. He was out on the open seas. About to attend the Versailles Peace Conference. So you think about that. It wasn't until 1918 that a president visited. He just couldn't get around easily.
No.
Not even Canada. He hadn't even been to Canada, president, which was just a simple train ride at that point. Maybe a little bit of a buggy. Maybe the stagecoach. First Burger King opened in Miami, the state, 1954. And it was true in the beginning, as it is as true today, that at Burger King, you could have it your way.
Hmm.
That's what they were telling you in 1954. That's what sets Burger King apart, that and the Whopper.
Right.
1954. 56 in a studio in Memphis.
A heart in love, and I wrote my name above. Well, just a little talking with my Jesus gonna make it right.
So that's Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Better known as?
The Million Dollar Quartet.
They recorded together at the Sun Records in Memphis. This session kind of be lost. It would not be released for 25 years. 25 years later was released, 1956. That's a pretty good quartet right there.
Yeah, there's some skill.
So in 67, let's remember the man who played the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, yes.
Why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right, I am a coward. I haven't any courage at all. I even scare myself. Look at the cycles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Burt Lahr died at this on this day, 1967, at the age of 72.
When he takes the full sprint and then dives out the window when vacating the Oz Chambers.
When Oz showed up, the man right, behind the curtain.
Right, that was pretty good.
It was. 1988, Roy Orbison news.
So, yeah, and a big European tour in the spring, and a big United States tour in the summer. So it's all go, go, go.
An interview with Roy Orbison. It was his last concert. That's from Akron, Ohio. Just before his concert, he died 2 days later at only 52.
It's a shame.
Of a heart attack. And, you know, just a sudden one. Just 52, 1988, Roy Orbison. Then 1988, Gary Busey.
My bike hit sand and fish tail. And I hit the front brake and flipped over, hit my head on the curb. Split my skull wide open to there, knocked a hole in it that big. And I landed at the feet of a police officer. They picked me up, got me on the table, and about 2 hours later, the surgery was over.
It's amazing that Gary Busey is still alive. So on the same day that Roy Orbison had his final concert in 1988 in Akron, Ohio, Gary Busey critically injured in a motorcycle accident. I think it was in California.
He's certainly never been the same.
No. No, certainly. It was a traumatic, very severe brain injury. And he does all those Buseyisms, and I don't think he did those before the accident. So he got, certain areas got better and sharper, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes. Yes. He's able to take words and take those letters, turn them into acronyms just on a whim. Have you ever seen him do it? It's quite spectacular, and I'm pretty sure it's as a result of that brain injury. Gary Busey, 1988, 1991, Nashville. Love Can Build a Bridge, and the Judds had their final concert. Now they have reunited, but, you know, Naomi had the hepatitis, and she had to move on. Couldn't do it anymore, Neil.
No, that was it. They did reunite.
Yes. Judd Said Goodbye, 1991. 93, let's say goodbye to Frank Zappa.
And she said, boop, boop, dude, with a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
I've been living by that advice for years, since that song was out in the 70s. I remember seeing a bumper sticker that said the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good advice.
It is. Frank Zappa passing away.
Took it to heart.
He died. He was only 52, same age as Roy Orbison. He had prostate cancer. And then in 97.
Asked Spree to leave practice, and he didn't. And the words kind of escalated to some physical contact. And then later on in practice, 15 or 20 minutes later, Spree returned, and there was some more physical contact.
Physical contact in the form of choking.
That was a chokehold.
It was a chokehold. Latrell Sprewell suspended on this date for choking and threatening to kill his coach, P.J. Carlissimo, in 1997. And, of course, we would sign him.
Right.
But after that, every coach of his after that, I'm assuming Flip Saunders agreed to this as well, when they had practice, they'd wear the little neck protector like the goalies. We call that the gobbler.
Right.
Whenever time Latrell Sprewell was anywhere in the vicinity. Had a real nice season that year with us. He went to the Western Conference Finals.
Then he couldn't feed his family.
On 8-point-something million or whatever it was.
14 million.
14 million, yeah. Certainly you couldn't feed him on 18 or 8 or 14. It just doesn't matter. That's just not enough.
No, it's not enough.
So that was in 97. Birthdays now today.
From Hollywood, it's everybody's game of strategy, knowledge, and fun. It's Tic-Tac-Toe. And now, here's our host. Wink Martindale.
Thank you.
You know why he's Wink? His real name is Winston. I just dug this up. So he had a friend who had a speech impediment. I have a peach impediment as well. Speech impediment when he was very young, one of his young friends. And he couldn't say Winston, so he called him Winky.
Well,
Winky Martindale. And then, of course, as he got into his professional life, he needed a different name. Memphis, he's the guy who introduced us to Elvis.
Right.
On Memphis Radio, WHBQ.
It's pretty impressive.
Wink Martindale, 86.
Dear son and kinfolk, I take pen in hand to say we are all fine back here. How are you all out there?
Just fine, Pearl.
That's right.
Jethro, I hope you are making good marks in school out there.
Ma thinks I'm going to school.
Are you in the fifth grade like you would be here?
Max Baer, he wasn't big into book learning, was he? Jethro?
No, he really wasn't.
Jethro of the Beverly Hillbillies, Max Baer Jr., 82.
He liked to eat.
Still with us here.
He's a growing boy.
Today. Happy birthday to him.
Do I have to change my name? Move to another town? Start all over?
One half of Desert Rose Band, and of course he was in the Birds and was part of the Flying Burrito Brothers, Chris Hillman.
Friend of yours.
Yeah, we stay in contact. We're pen pals. Interviewed him that one time at the Bob booth at the State Fair.
And could they have been any more cordial or easier to talk to?
They were awesome. As cordial as anybody who's ever visited the Bob booth.
Yeah, they were great.
Not quite as cordial, but we didn't have enough mics for them.
Right.
Way back when stage wasn't big enough
for
them. It was plenty big.
It was Herb Peterson.
Herb Peterson is the other one from there. Chris Hillman is 75 today. The Dude.
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the Dude, man.
Your name's Lebowski. Your wife is Bunny.
My wife, Bunny? Do you see a wedding ring on my finger? Does this place look like I'm married? The toilet seat's up, man.
Jeff Bridges, the Dude, among other things.
Oh, he was so many other things.
True Grit. He's really good in that. Yes, so 70 for Jeff
Bridges.
He was
the bad guy in Iron Man. First.
Take Phil. I am giving you these 2 weeks. It's my present. Go and find your smile.
Best place to go find a smile is to hang out with some smelly beasts.
Yes.
Some smelly cattle. Patricia Wettig, she was Billy Crystal's wife in City Slickers, 68 today. Gary Rossington, former member of Leonard Skinner, inducted as a member into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He had a group with Alan Collins, right?
Yeah, the Rossington Collins Band. I think he is still with
Leonard Skinner thing? Good for him. 68 today.
The Chevy didn't make a 327 in 55. The 327 didn't come out till 62. And it wasn't offered in the Bel Air with a four-barrel carb till 64. However, in 1964, the correct ignition timing would be 4 degrees before top dead center.
Wow. There she is, Marissa Tomei. She likes quirky bald men. Mm-hmm. Marissa Tomei, 55 today. Fred Armisen.
Well, Mr. Burgundy, we will be honored if you will play jazz flute for us.
I can't.
Please.
You play jazz flute?
I dabble.
Oh. Would everyone love to hear Ron Burgundy play some jazz flute?
If there's anything that country music needs more of, it's jazz flute.
Jazz flute.
Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live. There he is, an anchor man. He's 53. Our rapper of the day today is Big Pokey. Big Pokey is 42.
Down came a blackbird.
Lila McCann had a few hits and then just disappeared.
And they were hits when she was a teenager,
right? You know, give her credit. Now? She's 38. Just give her credit. She just kind of said, yeah, this isn't for me. I want a regular life.
She moved to California and did a little acting. You know, she played a key role in Texas, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah. Yeah.
She played herself.
Lila McCann, 38.
She played a singer, yeah. All right, 38 now.
That wasn't much of a stretch.
No, it really wasn't. Gone, but not forgotten. Just a couple to get to here.
You know, the question is, are you really acting if you're playing yourself? Think about that.
Yeah.
The Almanac, once again, making Bob Country think.
Mm-hmm. Businessman George Hormel, is where he worked.
Yeah.
He founded the Hormel Meatpacking Company and was the first in the known universe to can ham and chili. George Hormel did very well.
And it's a better world for it.
Absolutely. Can you list off your favorite Hormel products? There's
too many.
So many. Might be Denny Moore. Beef stew. Let's see. Francisco Franco. We understand that he is still dead. Spanish dictator Francisco Franco, born on this day, 1892. Pappy Boyington. Remember the show Baba Black Sheep, starring Robert Conrad?
Yeah.
The TV series, it was really in his story about him. He shot down 28 Japanese planes and organized the Black Sheep Squadron during WW2. Gregory Pappy Boyington, 1912. We got to get to, where is Victor French?
He's at this point in time, he's in Walnut Grove here.
This is it?
Yep, this is it.
I don't see no saloon.
You don't see one because there isn't one. As soon as we get this wagon unloaded, we can head on home.
Everything go?
Everything goes.
Yeah, there's no saloon in Walnut Grove. That was a big disappointment. Mr. Edwards almost got back on that wagon and hightailed it out of here.
Old man Turner was a fine old man. Lost his face in a frying pan. Combed his hair with a wagon wheel. Died with a toothache in his heel.
Get out the way for old Dan Tucker. He's too late to get his supper. Supper's over and dinner's cooking. And old Dan Tucker just stand there looking.
Victor French was in a couple of shows with his very good friend Michael Landon. Little House, and then what was the other one? Highway to Heaven?
Highway to Heaven.
And, of course, he was in 23 more Gunsmoke episodes than anybody else. 23 episodes of Gunsmoke, a different guy each time. Victor French, 1934, and the drummer from the Beach Boys, one of the Wilson boys, Dennis.
That's him singing lead here. Brian and Carl let him sing.
Yes. That's Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys, born on this day in 1944. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Too late for a quiz, Neil. Give them away during your Bob-a-thon. I'll be live during the All Request Lunch Hour today at the Legion in Richfield. Hope you can join us out noon to one for some fun. Would you like to start your long stretch of music that kicks off a Bob FM No Repeat Workday with Ronnie Millsap? There's No Getting Over Me. Kathy Mattea, Burning Old Memories, or John Michael Montgomery, Be My Baby Tonight.
Let's go Kathy Mattea
today.
KDDG Albany, KDDG.